It's Locked On Cardinals. I'm your host, Bo Brock. Follow me on Twitter, at Bob Brack. Of course, Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, streamed, downloaded, listened to on all those glorious podcast networks, streaming systems, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher. Wherever you find your podcast, you'll find this glorious podcast. And of course, any of your favorite podcasts on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Should I say the word podcast one more time? No, I think not. It is a special evening edition. You're wondering where the hell was the Locked On Cardinals podcast earlier today? Well, Alex and I, we're setting up for bigger, better things Thursday and Friday of this week. But today, big in its own right, the NFL unveiling its 2019 slate. Yes, the 2019 schedule is out, and with that, we have the Arizona Cardinals' full 17-week schedule. We were going to deep dive this later in this impromptu episode of Locked On Cardinals. Without Alex Clancy's hot takes, I will provide you predictions. Now, this is a prediction that is being made without really knowing who the Cardinals' starting quarterback could be, because so this can be very dangerous. But we'll get into those, and also the Cardinals, in their own unveiling of this schedule, they may have hinted at who is the quarterback and who is not the quarterback. I'll get into that later in the podcast, but let's just kind of run through things as the Cardinals, their 16-game slate. It's going to start at home, State Farm Stadium, Cliff Kingsbury getting a home game in his regular season debut as the Cardinals head coach. They're going to host the Detroit Lions. Matthew Stafford, Matthew Patricia, that contingent, they come to town. And what was last year, for me, sitting up in that press box, was brutal. The 17-3 loss last year kind of summed up the Arizona Cardinals' season in one 60-minute contest. It was terrible. It was it lacked any kind of offensive firepower. It was boring. For my taste, in my experience covering this team, and it's been for years, better part of a decade. There, of course, one stands out, the 6-6 overtime game against the Seattle Seahawks. But that game, that 17-3 loss against the Detroit Lions at home at State Farm Stadium last year, stands out to me as probably the low, the basement of my tenure covering the Arizona Cardinals. So can they recreate that magic? Well, it can't get any worse. I couldn't think that it's going to get any worse. Two teams that are looking to rebound from some tough 2018 campaigns. Cliff Kingsbury making his regular season debut. Matt Patricia, he starts, kicks off his second season at the helm of the Detroit Lions. Terrell Suggs makes his homecoming debut, I guess, wearing his Cardinals colors for the first time in a regular season game. And then in the next week, it's kind of a homecoming again for Suggs. T. Sizzle goes back to the place where he spent 16 seasons, a place where he was so successful, a guy who was a Pro Bowler several times over. He was a guy that was a candidate for the Defensive Player of the Year. He racked up tons of sacks. He returns to Baltimore to take on the team that drafted him in the Ravens. That's your Week 2 matchup on September 15th. That's a morning game. Then the Arizona Cardinals return home. Week 3, September 22nd, they host Cam Newton, Carolina Panthers. That game kicks off at 1:05. Then you get into your divisional matchups. Russell Wilson, that monster contract, come to town. That's going to be Week 4, September 29th. 1:05 afternoon kickoff against the Seahawks at State Farm Stadium. Week 5, October 6th, the Arizona Cardinals, they hit the road to an AFC North opponent in the Cincinnati Bengals. Zach Taylor, the new head coach, he's going to a couple first-year head coach squaring off against each other, a couple 30-somethings, depending on what Cliff Kingsbury birthday is. I'm not sure. I know he's 39. I don't know if he's hit the big 4-0 just yet. Week 6, it's a rematch of one of the worst games of last season. Cardinals, though, will play host to the Atlanta Falcons in Week 6 on October 13th at 1:05. They will host Matt Ryan and the Dirty Birds in Week 6. Week 7, the team will hit the road to the NFC East opponent, New York Giants. That game is an early game as well. You're going to see actually back-to-back early games, because after the team goes to the Big Apple, or kind of, the East Rutherford, New Jersey, and take on the Giants, the team will hit the road in Week 8 and probably, arguably, the toughest game on the schedule, October 27th, the 10 a.m. kickoff. the Arizona Cardinals are slated to take on Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. That's half of your games right there. That's 8 weeks worth of games. We're going to go to a quick break. We are going to give you, I'm going to give you, the second half of the Arizona Cardinals 2019 schedule. If you've noticed, there haven't been any breaks. There haven't been any bye weeks here. So that's 8 straight weeks. Still no bye weeks. When's that bye week going to come? Also, the Cardinals unveiled this schedule on their Twitter account with the video. Who did the video not show? Kind of interesting. And could it be part of the puzzle of who could the quarterback be in 2019? We'll investigate. Coming up next, the second half of the Arizona Cardinals schedule. Thank you for listening on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and our new podcast host, Himalaya. I'm Bo Brock. Stay tuned. It's Locked On Cardinals. We're back here on Locked On Cardinals. Bo Brock hanging out with you. A little impromptu Locked On Cardinals because, of course, the excitement, the schedule release. We knew who the opponents were. We knew that they were home and away. But it's fun to see them put in place. You get to see who the team gets to open things up against. You get to see who the team closes things up against. The Arizona Cardinals, I will say, their December is brutal. It's the toughest stretch of their schedule by far. I'll explain as we get into the second half of things. I already went through the first half of the schedule. If you missed it, of course, you can do the little magic. I don't know how you turned on this podcast and you missed the front end of this, but you can listen to the front half of this podcast and hear who the Cardinals' first 8 opponents are. We're already at week 9. Still no bye weeks for the team. The team will host the San Francisco 49ers. This is their one and only. This is their lone primetime game of the season. So after coming back from the Big Easy, Nolens, the team takes on Drew Brees and the Saints in a morning matchup on week 8 on October 27th. The team has a quick turnaround, and on Halloween night, the team is playing in its lone primetime game against the San Francisco 49ers, a 49ers team that the Cardinals haven't lost to since Jim Harbaugh's last head coach game in the NFL as San Francisco 49ers head coach back in the day before, you know, they mutually parted ways and he goes to Michigan, becomes the Wolverines head coach. So Halloween, that's your lone primetime game. So you can kind of just, this is where the deal where you're going to probably just put the candy out and just trust that those savage kids don't just make away with all your candy and save some for the other kids. I don't put much stock in that as well, but the Arizona Cardinals, we'll see if they can keep up that win streak against the 49ers. Is it 8 in a row? Pretty ridiculous. I think Kyle Shanahan 0-4 against the Arizona Cardinals in his career so far as 49ers head coach, 2 seasons worth. And then, of course, Chip Kelly never beat the Cardinals. And then, of course, the hobo coach. Yes, the homeless head coach, the one that lived in his car at one point, Jim Tomsula, also never beat the Arizona Cardinals. So they're on quite a winning streak despite some struggles, some thin years for the Cardinals, not against the Niners. Week 10, once again, no bye week. It's a reunion. The Cardinals hit the road to Tampa Bay. They take on their former head coach, Bruce Arians, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in an early matchup. A few of those on this schedule doesn't tend to bode well for the Cardinals as far as playing on the East Coast and at those early kickoff times, but they'll take on BA and the Buccaneers. Week 11, yeah, you couldn't get far away from it. It's still no bye week, but You go on the road, you head to Santa Clara, and just a week later, you're taking on the San Francisco 49ers again. This is going to be a team that they're going to be very familiar with. Is it going to be a revenge game for a guy like Nick Bosa? Is he going to be mad that the Arizona Cardinals potentially passed on him? Or maybe it could be, oh man, the 49ers are bitter that they didn't get to take, they didn't get the chance to take Nick Bosa at number 2 overall because maybe the Cardinals got their mitts on him first. That remains to be seen. As I said, maybe a clue in the Cardinals schedule release video that tells us who's going to be their quarterback in 2019. Week 12, we finally hit it. The bye week for the Arizona Cardinals. So they're going to go 11 straight weeks with a game. That's going to be tough for the first-year head coach Cliff Kingsbury to manage and keep these Cardinals players fresh with fresh legs 11 straight weeks. But then you have your bye week, week 12, and then this is where things get tough. I mean, it is crazy that this team is going to go through November without a bye week without a rest. But that's what they're going to do. And then they face Murderers Row, it seems like, down the stretch, as far as the Arizona Cardinals are concerned. Week 13, they take on the NFC champion LA Rams. Week 14, the Arizona Cardinals, they take on the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team that missed the playoffs, but certainly they are capable of beating the Arizona Cardinals. It's a game that's going to be in Glendale at State Farm Stadium. If you did your homework, you realize that the Cardinals will take on the Steelers in a home game, and there's always a lot of terrible towels in the Cardinals' home crowd, a lot of Steelers fans here in the Valley. That's certainly something that we've noticed ever since the two teams took on each other in the Super Bowl so many years ago. Also, you have the this is an anticipated matchup that everybody's looking forward to. Cliff Kingsbury, coach Baker Mayfield at Texas Tech before Baker Mayfield, he exited Texas Tech. He exited Lubbock and went to Oklahoma. It wasn't a clean break. I don't think it was amicable at all. Cleveland Browns. This is a team that's trending in the right direction. This is a team that has four primetime games. This is a team that the NFL is excited about. And the Browns will come to State Farm Stadium December 15th and Week 15. Then you've got Week 16. Are you guys paying attention? This is a tough, little brutal stretch for the Arizona Cardinals. Five games in December, five brutal games. They go up to Seattle, take on the Seahawks, a place where they've had recent success. They did not pull the regular season finale out against the Seahawks last year. It'd be interesting to see if maybe Cliff Kingsbury can do what a guy in and Bruce Arians was able to accomplish and have so much success up in Seattle. And then you have the regular season finale, a team that has just been a nightmare for the Arizona Cardinals recently and just putting up 30 points after 30-point performances, a couple shutouts mixed in there as well. The NFC Championship LA Rams will play host to the Arizona Cardinals. That game is on December 29th. That's your regular season finale, and that is your 2019 Arizona Cardinals schedule. Coming up next, we will predict the outcome of these games. And as I said, the Cardinals unveiled this schedule and some clues to who could be playing quarterback and who couldn't be playing quarterback next season for the Cards. You're listening to Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're back here with Locked On Cardinals. I'm your host, Bo Brock. Alex Clancy will be back with me tomorrow. And coming up later this week, we're going to do our Back to the Future NFL draft scenarios. That's right. Alex and I have to go. We're going to go back to the future. We got to gun it to 88, and we're going to give you two scenarios. There's going to be a butterfly effect that's going to show if the Cardinals draft Kyler Murray with the top pick or the Cardinals don't draft Kyler Murray with the top pick. Those are your two scenarios that we're going to go back to the future for. We're going to go all the way to the future, Locked On Cardinals, next Friday. And we're going to do that coming up this week. Not tomorrow, but the show after that. Tomorrow we're going to get into more of the press conference between Steve Keim and Cliff Kingsbury and some of the things they said and some of the things they didn't say for that matter. But it's exciting things on the horizon for the Cardinals. It's finally going to come to fruition. We're going to see who they take in the NFL draft. But we went through the schedule. I mentioned that brutal December. I mentioned that it's brutal that the team does not have a bye week until week 12. That's going to be tough for a first-year head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, to manage. Just looking at things, though, Detroit Lions are a team that Cliff Kingsbury, one of the few that are on the schedule, can really maybe get away with a victory in his first season with the Redbirds. Will they beat the Lions in week one? Matt Patricia's a second-year head coach. Did he learn anything from a tough rookie campaign? The disciple from the Bill Belichick coaching tree, the defensive coordinator from the Patriots that just struggled his way through the 2018 season in his first year with the Lions. You know, it's a home game. It's State Farm Stadium. You could have a new quarterback under center. I gotta think that between these two teams, you maybe just give the edge to the home team here. And I still look at the schedule much as I looked at last year's schedule, as I have a hard time right now predicting the Cardinals to beat anybody. I just really do. I know that they've made some moves this offseason. They've improved this roster that was brutal. It was very top heavy and lacked depth and talent across the board. But this is a team that's still predicted by the odds makers in Vegas. The over-under is just 5. Then this is pre-draft. They still have a lot of draft picks, a lot of high draft picks to deal with, a lot of capital there. But, it would take, a Kyler Murray or Josh Rosen taking a big step in a sophomore season for this team to improve significantly in the win-loss column. But Lions, I'm going to give them the edge. I'm going to give Cliff Kingsbury in his regular season debut the victory. On the road at the Ravens, I think the team loses this game. The Cardinals infamously are not a good early kickoff team. Those East Coast games have taken their toll on this franchise ever since they moved to Arizona, ever since they moved to Phoenix back in the late 80s. Week 3, Carolina Panthers come to town. Carolina Panthers, I think, it's Riverboat Ron. It's still Cam Newton. Is Cam Newton going to be fully healthy from shoulder surgery? We'll see about that in the preseason. But it's in Glendale. It's at State Farm Stadium. Can the Cardinals beat the Carolina Panthers? I just don't know. I mean, they're still a team that's going to really rely on that defense. I got to tell you, I'm going to give the edge to the Carolina Panthers, so we're looking at 1-2 right now. Next up on the slate, Week 4, Seattle Seahawks come to town. Russell Wilson, he's got that big new contract. I think that he's going to put the smackdown on the Arizona Cardinals. They're a run-heavy team, but Russell Wilson still threw for over 34 touchdowns last year. He can do it with the air, in the air. He can do it with his legs. He's Mr. Unlimited, and the Arizona Cardinals, they will fall to 1-3. Week 5. The team hits the road to the Cincinnati Bengals. I am not high on the Cincinnati Bengals at all. I think Zach Taylor is probably the worst head coaching signing of the offseason. I mean, he was the guy that, outside of maybe even Cliff Kingsbury, just his association with Sean McVay, got him an interview and got him a head coaching job. The team will go to the Cincinnati. They will go play at Paul Brown Stadium. But it's in October, so it's not going to be that rough as far as the weather is concerned. I think the Cardinals get their second victory of the year on the road against the Cincinnati Bengals. It's up in Week 6 of the Atlanta Falcons. And the Falcons drubbed the Cardinals last year in Atlanta. The Falcons were not a good team last year, but they still do have talent. I think they're probably better than they were last year. And we're going to be looking at if this team can't beat a Cardinals team, even on the road, Dan Quinn could be facing a little bit of a hot seat there. Cardinals fall to 2-4 in Week 6 in this very premature schedule prediction process that we're going through here in Locked On Cardinals. Week 7, on the road at the New York Giants. The Cardinals are going to beat the New York Giants on the road. They're going to get close to 500. They're going to go 3-4. Then the team, another early kickoff for him in Week 8. They take on the New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees and crew are going to put the smackdown on the cards. I hate to say it, but it's not going to look good in Week 8. You're probably going to start to see the toll of not having a bye week at this point in the season rear its ugly head at the Cardinals. They're 3-5. Week 9, San Francisco 49ers come to Glendale. The 49ers will not beat the Cardinals. It's going to move to 9, close to 10 games. Can they get to 10? We'll find out in just a bit here. Cardinals move their record to 4-5. The Cardinals go on the road. They're going to lose to Bruce Arians and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a weird, to call it, revenge game. I don't think that would be fair, because I felt, in my personal opinion, there was no bad blood between these two sides, the Cardinals and Bruce Arians. But BA is going to be prepared for this game. It's in Tampa. Another early kickoff for the Cardinals. It's not going to go well for them. Week 10, they lose. They drop to 4-6. Then the team hits the road. So they're going to be playing Tampa Bay. And then they're going to go all the way to the other side of the United States in a Week 11 matchup. The team's going to take on the San Francisco 49ers. And I hate to say it, Jimmy G will more than likely be back in the lineup. And not to say he wasn't in the lineup earlier in the regular season, but Jimmy G, The San Francisco 49ers going to enjoy some home cooking, some rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat, and the 49ers are going to finally get their first win against the Arizona Cardinals in their 10th try in Santa Clara in Week 11. Week 12, it's a bye week. Thank God for that. Then you have the LA Rams. Rams are going to beat the Cardinals. That's going to be on December 1st. That's going to start a brutal stretch. So you've got that game. Then you've got the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're coming to town. It's probably been a closer game than last year would have presented, but I think the Cardinals still lose that game. And then you have the Cleveland Browns coming to town. Could the Cardinals surprise in a highly anticipated, just an interesting game, depending on who the quarterbacks are? Could it be a matchup of two former Oklahoma quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray? That would certainly be interesting. That's on December 12th against the Cleveland Browns, but I think the Arizona Cardinals lose that contest. Week 16, the Arizona Cardinals take on the Seattle Seahawks. That game is up there in Seattle, a place that they've had success in. That game is going to be December 22nd. I think the Arizona Cardinals lose that game, and then they lose on the road to the Los Angeles Rams. And by my quick math, that's a 4-12 season. Not too good, right? But it's going to be a healthier 4-12 than it was a 3-13 year last year. And I would also say when the Cardinals unveiled their schedule this year on their social media accounts, the video that they had a lot of quarterbacks from the opposing teams that they're facing, and it had a lot of players from the Arizona Cardinals, none of which were the number 3 jersey, none of which were Josh Rosen. Make of it what you'd like, but interesting as we sit here now, almost a week from draft night, and Kyler Murray could potentially be the number 1 overall pick. Alex and I are going to get after it again on Thursday and Friday. Like I said, look for that Back to the Future Locked On Arizona Cardinals podcast. We're going to go through the two scenarios, the butterfly effects of that could lead to Kyler Murray being drafted by the Cardinals or Kyler Murray not being drafted by the Arizona Cardinals. Thanks for listening. Alex and I are back together tomorrow. Follow me on Twitter at Bob Brack. I've been Bo Brock. Thanks for listening. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and our new podcast host, Himalaya. You've been listening to Locked On Cardinals.